From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. The MU Board of Curators approved several capital project plans today across the UM system. The board unanimously voted to prioritize a plan for the MU Translational Precision Medicine Complex. The complex will provide an interdisciplinary research lab for precision medicine and is expected to cost around $150 million. Board of Curators member John R. Phillips sees the project and complex as something that would make the UM system stand out.
The MU campus with the hospital and the medical school and the other health professions, including engineering and the vet school, have a unique opportunity to move into precision medicine in a way that maybe no other university, public university, has.
The updated capital plans and the complex will be presented at the Board of Curators Finance meeting in March. Leaders in healthcare, safety, and education are coming together to tackle the opioid crisis in a series of meetings throughout Missouri. According to the Columbia Missourian, the meeting for Central Missouri will take place in Columbia on November 29th. Speakers will discuss the state of opioids in Missouri as well as interventions to address the crisis. Remarks will be made by Mayor Brian Treese, representatives from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, the Columbia Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services, the U.S. Department of Justice, as well as multiple Missouri universities. Registration ends on November 15th and is free to the public. Manitow County voters decided on Tuesday to help reopen its library doors. The vote established a library district and a tax to help fund it. Assistant Director of Workplace Library Nancy Lewis says the library is essential to the community.
It is just such a thrill to have what will become permanent funding when we start receiving the tax money. Permanent funding so that we don't have to constantly fundraise to keep the doors open. This is a huge thing for Manitow County.
Lewis says it wasn't until 1997 that there was any support for the library, even though it opened in 1955. She also says that permanent funding for the library now means it can expand its programs for the community. A prescription drug monitoring program for Missouri is still not operational 4 months after Governor Eric Greitens signed an executive order to establish it. Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services Director Randall Williams says that as soon as the contract with the company supplying the data is finalized, his agency will implement the drug monitoring program. However, when Greitens announced the executive order in St. Louis in July, Williams said it could have been up and running within a month. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.